You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck, showcasing tomorrow's scene today. For Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It is officially Friday Eve. By the time you're hearing this, you will either hear it and it is the weekend, you'll hear it next week, or you're going to hear it Friday Eve, which is Thursday. Who's excited for the long weekend, a Memorial Day weekend? I truly am. That is for sure. Wanted to share something freaking awesome that happened yesterday. I'm really trying to just talk a little more, too, before I have my guests on my show so people can get to know me a little better as our audience keeps growing. So Instagram is amazing. And if you're not on Instagram, you absolutely need to get active on Instagram. And I don't care what business you're in, what your branding is. If you're listening to this podcast, I hope after this podcast that you have an Instagram account. So the reason I'm talking about this is because I actually entered a random giveaway that my husband found at the time, maybe yesterday morning, knowing that I'm a huge Lisa Vanderpump fan. To all of you Housewives fans out there, this is a shout out to you specifically. But anyway, so I entered this giveaway randomly and, you know, cause you just enter these like fun giveaways just to enter them. And there were like over 900 people that entered and I was one of the winners. So what does that mean? Drum roll. It means that I'm going to be sipping on some Vanderpump Rosé and hopefully I'll get to meet Lisa Vanderpump. That would be amazing. If I can get one photo, I'd be pretty happy. And I would definitely put that in my next magazine for sure. So be on the lookout of my social media next week. She is coming to Boston next Friday. So I'm so excited to learn about more of that event and everything that's going to be entailed with that. So thank you, Real House Boston. I'm excited. If you have not been to the one in East Boston, it's freaking amazing. And I guess now they have another one they're opening. So they're doing a soft launch or summer launch party for Lisa Vanderpump's Rosé being in there now. It's so exciting. So Instagram has just been so valuable. It's actually how I also met my next guest, Tiffy G, the amazing stylist. She is such a powerhouse, mom, teacher. She's a stylist. She is a fashion blogger. She is a mom blogger. She's a wellness guru. She's just doing everything. She's amazing and just doing a lot. And she's so inspiring. And we always have so much fun seasonally when we have her on. So we're so excited to have her back seasonally to talk all about summer trends for you, the men in your life, men in general, for the single ladies, for the moms, for the kids, for the dads, all of the above. So we're so excited to have her back. And so to circle back to all of this, I met Tiffy through Tiffy. That's because her Instagram is TVG. I met Tiff through Instagram. I don't even remember. It had to have been over a year ago, but she's a rock star. Her and I connected through Instagram, and I have just made incredible relationships through Instagram. So I do a ton of consulting if anybody ever had any questions, just because I really built my business off of social media. But you can meet people that can be so valuable to you in all aspects of your business, of your life, and you just have to be a risk taker and reach out to people you wouldn't think otherwise. So that is my advice for today. Stay tuned for the amazing Tiffy G.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
I officially have the amazing stylist Tiffy G on the line. Hi, Tiff. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Good. So happy to have you back for our quarterly update of styles and trends for the season.
I love to be back.
I know. We always love having you.
The Next on Scene podcast. Always so fun.
Always so fun. So let's talk. The summer, we're so excited. It's freaking Memorial Day weekend coming up. So let's talk about summer trends. So name top three must-haves for your closet this summer and why. Three for female and three for male.
All right. So first of all, I have to say summer in Boston and New England in general is just one of the best times of the year. I mean, I grew up 10 minutes north of Boston my whole life, and there's something like magic in the air when Memorial Day weekend comes around that like all of a sudden all these Bostonians become very pleasant people.
It's true. So, it's so true.
It's so true. Days are longer, more time spent outside. I don't know. People are happier in general. But yeah. As good as summer is, having the right clothes can definitely make summer even better. Mm-hmm. So, all right, thinking of women, I'll start with what I call the LWD. That is known as the little white dress.
That's adorable. I love that.
So white dresses, they've been shown on a lot of runways, actually, like back in the fall during the fashion weeks. So, you know, I think it's time for people to get more on board with the white dress. They're definitely here to stay. There's a shape for everyone. And, you know, white does help accent, you know, your summer glow. Mm-hmm. So I actually am obsessed with the white lace dress trend.
I like the white lace too.
Yeah. So I just found one online on this website, Pretty Little Thing. And the name's deceiving. They actually fit, you know, they even have plus sizes. They have tall fits, petite fits. They're super inexpensive and they have really trendy items like the LWD.
I've never heard that, by the way. I always hear the little black dress, never heard the little,
I kind of made it up. I probably didn't make it up.
Right, but we're going to say that you did for this show. I love it. Exactly.
The second item for women, I would say, is like that paper bag waist shorts. They may not sound attractive with that name, paper bag, but they're actually like extremely flattering.
What do they look like?
So they're high-waisted. They're kind of like gathered, and they have like a big tie. If you Google paper bag waist shorts, they're like everywhere. They'll come right up. But you know, they're really comfortable. They look cute paired with a crop top or a blouse, a tank, a bodysuit. And then the third trend is neon. Neon tops are everywhere. It kind of goes with that 80s revival. I spoke in the spring in the magazine about like adding pops of neon accessories like shoes. For your outfits, but you know, neon's definitely still here to stay for summer. Love lime green and the hot pink tanks and bodysuits that are out. I think they will look amazing this summer paired with white jeans, or a denim skirt, black joggers with a hot pink top. So
that, super cute.
The three must-haves for the women.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the men. So for the men, there's the super lightweight denim. When I say super lightweight, like I mean like super lightweight, like paper thin material. I don't know if you can picture like a men's dress shirt,
yeah,
like a classic white dress shirt, but mm-hmm. picture the material like three times lighter. And like a light wash denim, they're actually really in right now, with shorts, pants, lay it over like a basic white t-shirt. They look good with sneakers, slides, the colored loafers.
They totally do. Totally do. So I definitely know the look you're talking about. Yep.
So that's definitely one item, you know, the guys should invest in. All right. The next one is like my pet peeve. It's not really a summer 2019 trend, but like men need to get no-show socks. I do not care how good their outfit looks, but when I see a guy like with shorts on, it looks ridiculous when they have like the socks like halfway up the calf.
I have to agree.
And they have like these like awesome sneakers on. So I don't know. That's like a must have for the guys. If you need to get a pair of no-show socks.
Where can they get some, Tiff? Do you even know?
Marshall's, Target.
Yeah, true.
Guys, just to get a pair,
right?
And then the third thing I would say is it kind of goes with the socks. Definitely get a pair of all white retro inspired sneakers. I feel like most men like tend to get lighter colored sneakers in the summer anyways. Like you tend to see them all with the white sneakers, and
totally.
Then they get like ridiculously fussy when they get like a mark on the side of the sneaker and you see them out and they have like the napkin wiping them.
Right.
The stuff
off. Valid.
Like I'm loving like the all white Adidas originals, the Nike, the Fila, the New Balance. That's what I would say.
I love it. And they're very classic. They're very classic colors that can also go with everything. Everything you said. Yep.
Cargo shorts. They even, you know, the lightweight sweatsuits that are out now for guys. But just get the no-show socks, please.
It's so funny you say that because now I'm totally going to pay attention to detail when I'm out. I'm going to look for it.
Right, it's like goofy. They look goofy. Like, guys, I'm not knocking you. I'm really not. But like, you have this killer outfit on, and then like the socks, and it's just goofy. Like, even my 10-year-old son knows to, you know, wear the no-show socks.
I love it. He's such a fashionista, like his mom. He's adorable. Yeah. So let's talk about Tip's favorite summer getaway. Now that New England is nice, are there places around here that you like, or do you travel like outside over the summer?
So I'd say my favorite summer getaway is definitely Maine. I've been going there since I was little. My dad's side of the family is from the North End, and that was like kind of their escape. It's an easy drive, so much less traffic heading up to like the Maine coastline than there is going down the Cape.
Right.
Even the mountains, even when you go to the mountains in, you know, North Conway, you can still hit the traffic. It's over a 2-hour drive. The Maine coastline is gorgeous. The food is excellent. What part of Maine is it? I love the York and Ogunquit area.
Yeah, it's so nice over there.
I think that's just kind of what I know growing up. But we go every July. It's family tradition. And
so cute.
We love it. We look forward to it every year.
I love it. I love Maine. Absolutely love Maine. I like Kittery, too.
Kittery is great. The outlets, that's like the
right. Hello, that's the really outlets. The only reason why I said that. Exactly. Yeah. You speak my language.
Definitely love Kittery.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of shopping, back to shopping, let's talk about your favorite summer accessory.
Favorite summer accessory, believe it or not, is a turquoise necklace.
Oh, I agree. Good call.
Does not have to be an expensive one. You can go to Charming Charlie's and get one. I just think that shade looks amazing on all skin tones, all hair colors. It makes a basic white tank top that costs $5 look really trendy and on point. It also pops, like if you have a hot pink shirt on or a yellow shirt, you add that turquoise necklace and it instantly pulls your whole summer outfit together.
That's a really good point. I love that idea. I just love turquoise in general. So you would say the necklace versus earrings, or just anything turquoise on any part would be good?
I tend to go for the turquoise necklace in the summer because I feel we wear a lot of tank tops and camisoles as women, and lightweight shirts, and oftentimes those shirts are not expensive pieces, and we might wear that with like a denim skirt or jeans. I love a white tank with white pants and then throw on a turquoise necklace. You instantly are ready to go out.
Right. So true. So okay, now we're going to turn into the ideal Tiffany outfit of the summer. What is your go-to outfit for the summer weather?
Okay. All right. I would say when I'm short on time, or something I always pack for a weekend getaway in the summer would be white jeans. I prefer distressed white jeans in the summer. Those are the ripped ones. Yeah. If the listeners don't know.
True.
And I like a fitted black tank with white jeans. They work with slides and a hat for a daytime casual.
So
look.
Cute.
But then you could add some layered gold necklaces or a metallic strappy stiletto and transition right to
tonight,
evening.
Day to night. What a classic outfit. I love navy, too, with white jeans.
I like navy and white, too. I
mean, that's just a nautical New England thing, you know. But I like that classic look, too. All right,
yeah,
cool.
I like the black and white with the disco gold shoes. Oh, I like that, too. That's very, like, city chic.
I agree. Classic, but like pop of glitter and sparkles to complete it.
Always a little glitter.
Exactly.
I mean, always just a little.
Exactly. That's the Sarah Jessica Parker love that you and I both have. I always see her on your stories.
So Sarah Jessica Parker love.
I love it. Okay. So being a mom for moms and their kiddos, what are 3 summer must-haves they should have in their closet? 3 options for boys and 3 options for girls.
All right, I'll start with the boys since I have one. Dry fit, non-iron polo. My son likes the ones by Vineyard Vines right now.
I love those. Even for like the older guys, they're just classic, nice shirts. Love them.
And they're very summer in New England-ish, I feel like, to their logo. But those are great to pack when you want them a little bit dressed up for a dinner out, or you have, I feel like there's a lot of summer family parties in June and July. There's graduations, there's more get-togethers that they have to look a little presentable as a boy. And those are great. And they're comfortable in them and they don't complain because the material is easy fitting on them.
Right.
I'm obviously, like, I'm into the old school Adidas, and I think T-shirt and shorts with the old school Adidas logos are super cute.
Super cute. Them. Always classic. Good call.
And I would say a pair of cargo shorts. Children's Place has them up to pretty big sizes. They're literally like $5-6 a pair. I tend to get my son a tan, a gray, a navy for the summer. They pair good with the polos, but they also look cute with a t-shirt. They're easy to pack. They're adjustable waist. So I'd say those would be the three for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the girls, I love rompers. On little girls right now, they're super trendy. They kind of take the place of a dress. They're comfortable. Girls can still run around and play outside because they have shorts instead of, you know, an
true
open dress if
right
they're at a family party or event. They're also easy to pack. One piece folds up as opposed to packing a t-shirt and shorts. Staying with the neon trend, there's a ton of neon bathing suits for the little girls out
so
there,
cute.
And they're super cute. They come in like really funky bright prints with the bright orange and lime greens and hot pinks. Kind of brings me back to my own childhood.
Yeah, right.
That's why I like them. And I think a striped tee for a girl is adorable for summer. Super nautical, super New England. They look good with short skirts, under overalls, which overalls is still a trend. But they also look cute. A navy and white tee looks great with like bright pink shorts, things like that.
Yeah, like the mix and match. I love those. I love doing that because those actually end up being some of the cutest outfits, the ones you don't always think pair so well.
Yes, and mm-hmm. a lot of these items you could go to a store like the Children's Place or Target or Macy's and get, you know, everything for your son or daughter and probably spend less than $100 on
right
these items.
Isn't that amazing? When you were saying the boy shorts were like $5-6, I was like, what? That's like amazing.
Yeah, they're literally $5-6.
That's amazing. And those, yeah. And how long do they actually last?
I mean, my son, because of the adjustable waist, He sometimes will get a summer and then the next year's following spring out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you buy them in the summer. I feel like a lot of Bostonians take a winter vacation to a warm place.
True.
So, you know, save them, pack them. Easy, cheap, 4 pairs, $20. Can't go wrong.
Seriously, can't go wrong. What's wrong with that? Amazing.
Throw them on the first day of school with the dry fit polo. Nice transition. They'll be good to go.
Right. All right. Are you ready for game time?
Ready for game time.
Yes, let's play. Okay, so first question. What is Tiffy G's must-have summer cocktail?
All right, so I tend to get, like, seasonal flavor obsessed. So I'm obsessed with pumpkin in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And in summer, I'm obsessed with anything coconut flavor. So I guess for a drink, I would say maybe a coconut mojito or anything based with Malibu rum, things like that.
Good choice. Love that. Freaking love Malibu and coconut together. So freaking good.
I
mean, that
too.
literally tastes like it's just a full coconut drink. Let's be honest.
Sometimes I try to justify my actions in the summer, and I will get the coconut water. There's a brand, I think you say it, BAI.
Oh,
and
it's
supposed to have, like, electrolytes in it. So I'll get the pineapple coconut flavor by the pool, and I'll put the Malibu rum in it, and I feel like it's healthy because...
Because you have the BAI drink with it.
Because I'm getting my electrolytes and hydrating. So, yeah, I mean, people should try it.
Oh, my God, that's hysterical. I actually like some of the BAI drinks. Justin Timberlake is, like, their rep, right, or something like that?
I've
seen it all the commercials.
Yeah, I think so, but, yeah, it's really good with Malibu rum in it.
Good to know. Might have to try that. Okay, what is your must-have summer meal?
Okay, so I am pretty simple for the must-have summer meal. I love a burger on the grill. However, I have to have my burgers cooked well done. People say I kill it. But for me, there is nothing worse than when you're eating a burger and you're biting it and you think it's cooked well done and then you start to get a little closer to the pink.
Yep.
It makes me want to gag.
1,000% with you right there.
I can't do it. I feel like I've bitten into the cow's body. But I don't. So I do. I'm a burger girl. I could probably eat a burger every day in the summer off the grill.
I love that. Well, anything grilled is just so good in the summertime. It just really makes you feel like it's summertime. So I can agree with that.
It's easy. It's quick. You get your iron. I'm definitely a carnivore.
Valid. You know. Valid. Valid health tips there, too. Good stuff. Yep. Okay, what is your summer must-have music of choice?
Okay, this is hard. All right, so I'm going to go old school and recent.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. So old school, love the song Cruel Summer by Bananarama.
Oh, my God, you're so cute. Love that song,
so,
too.
Growing up, I was always with my cousins, and my cousins are 5, 7, and 10 years older than me. And I was the youngest and the tag-along of the four of us. But this was, like, their jam when we would be down the cave, and they would play it, like, on the cassettes on the radio down the beach and just play it on repeat. So I feel like when I hear that song, it gives me a little nostalgia back to childhood.
Oh, my God, so funny.
And I'd say for recent, I like Calvin Harris' Summer.
I like know, him, too. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, it makes me either want to exercise or, like, go out at 10 o'clock at night.
Right.
It's one or the other.
No, I totally agree. Either one. But I think anything Calvin Harris is just, like, he's just so talented. Love all of his stuff.
I do, too. Yeah. I like all his music, too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I totally have to agree. Okay. Final question, because we talked about shoes earlier. What is your must-have summer shoe?
All right. Again, I'm going to give you like a combo answer.
Okay.
So I'm going to go casual and dressy.
Okay, that's fair.
So
that's
clearly fair. I'm on the old school trend. Like I just am this summer. So I bought myself a pair of white old school Fila slides. And I run around with my son a lot in the mornings in the summer, like getting him to all his activities and sports. And I also run around and exercise in the summer a lot and do errands. So I like the slide. Last year I was into the Nike slide. This year I'm into the white Fila slide.
Love and the then, slides too. The classic comfortable shoes.
Yeah, I love them. So Nordstrom Rack, I found a pair of FYI. They have the Fila slides and they're a good price right now. So if you want to check it out. And then for dressy, I'm loving the strappy block heel. It looks good with dresses, jeans, shorts, rompers. It also comes in varying lengths. Like oftentimes I feel like you get a shoe that's trendy, a high heel or a stiletto, and it's wicked high and a lot of people can't wear it. But the block heel, there's so many different heights. There's super tall, which I like because I'm on the petite side. Mm-hmm. They also have a tiny block heel for women that aren't comfortable walking in, you know, a heel that's pretty high. So I would say that is definitely the shoe to get for your evenings out or your events or work. They have them in all colors, prints.
I love it. Yeah. Classic, the classic comfortable to, like, treat yourself and wear a nice shoe.
And they're super comfortable.
Yeah,
totally. I highly recommend the block heel.
Yeah, no, I really like that a lot. Well, Tiff, you are so awesome. We always have so much fun with you, and we just, like, breeze through every show that we have together. Can you tell everybody how they can reach out to you, what's next for you, and all your social media channels?
All right, so what's next for me? I'm going to continue to write articles and columns for magazines in the Boston area. I definitely, you know, that's my passion. I love to write.
And she's great at it. Great at it.
Thank you. My styling business continues to grow. I'm booked almost all the way through the end of June for appointments. So if people want to get in, I would say they definitely book soon. And a lot of people now are big into cleaning their closets. They want me to help them do that. So that's not originally what the plan was when I started to style people, but I've kind of expanded into that as well. So if anybody wants their closet organized, they can reach out to me for that too. Best way to get me is probably email, which is tiffyg77@yahoo.com. Or they can find me on Instagram and send me a message, TiffyG77. Or they can reach out to me via Facebook, too.
Love it. You are so fun. Everybody definitely needs to get social with her and book her. She is amazing. We have our session next week, so I'm really looking forward to that.
I know. I'm looking forward to it, too. It's going to be so fun.
So fun. We're going to have a blast. So everybody, definitely reach out to Tiff. She's amazing. And get social with her. And Tiff, thank you again always for coming on. We have so much fun with you. And everybody stay tuned for who's next on Seamed. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing Tomorrow Scene Today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next On Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text, message, and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
For those of you who garden and are interested in lawn care, Ocean State Job Lot has an enormous selection of grass seed, fertilizer, weed and feed, turf builders, grub control, soil, peat moss, and mulch. Our burpee flower and vegetable seeds are 50% off. We have an enormous selection of solar lighting and yard decor. For those of you that have pools, 1 gallon of liquid pool shock and 1 pound powder shock is an amazing $2.99 each. If you're ready for spring, we're ready for you at Ocean State Job Lot.